Patrick Hill has coached college football at just about every level over a dozen years. He's been on gridiron staffs at universities from Michigan to Texas, Kentucky to Oklahoma. Now the guy who's coached former Packer Marcus Jones in college is going to go to the NFL himself with a job lined up at Kansas City. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need. Pat Hill is back with me today to share his fascinating story. So you've had multiple heart surgeries, Patrick, that ultimately brought your college football playing days to an early end. So tell us about the medical condition that you've had and how God used those experiences to shape your life for him, will you?
Oh, man, the heart surgeries, the heart conditions. So, with the heart issues, I would say that I would never forget when I first had my first episode. My heart disease was called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome is WPW. And it's basically, it's a irregular heartbeat. And your heart can get up to different paces when you have these spells. And so, being born in Shreveport, Louisiana, I was always an athletic kid, in shape, and I never forget being outside. My heart began to flutter randomly. The next thing I know is I wake up on a stretcher. My mom saying, "Calm down," and then I remember waking up in the hospital. And I woke up in the hospital. My dad comes in. We talk. My mom talked a little bit to me. And you know, as a kid, I don't remember anything that happened after that. I just remember going home, thinking that I can go back to football practice the next day. And my mom was like, "No, you can't go back to football practice anytime soon." And then what they ended up telling me was that I was done playing football. They were not going to play football anymore. And so being young, I began to not know that I was going through, you know, something they call depression. Began to eat food and put a lot of weight on. And then my moved to Michigan. I moved to Michigan. I found another doctor, you know, and then he approved me to play. You know, at this time, I think I was around 265, close to 300 pounds. And so, go through high school, play high school ball for 2 years, ended up having heart surgery during track season. I had my first heart surgery on Good Friday, and then I had to go back in 3 weeks later to have another heart surgery. And they call it, you know, an ablation, where they go in through a main artery down your leg up to your heart, and they burn out some stuff in your heart. So then I get a chance to go to college, play a year of college football, and I'm thinking that the next season I'm going to be the starter. I was behind a senior. I was playing as a freshman, and I'm in spring practice, having a great practice. And I'm the guy, like I'm the man. Like it's gonna be my time to play the next 3 years and start. And I ended up having a very randomly episode after a year of heart surgery. And so I go to the medical clinic there in Chicago, and they began to tell me the news that we're no longer going to clear you to play anymore. And it kind of left me in a room to sob and cry to myself, completely frustrated. Football was gone for about a year. And then in that time, that's why I think I realized that I wanted to coach for a career. And so I went to my head coach, Lonnie Priest. I said, "Hey, Coach, man, you know, I think I want to coach football." He said, "Pat, you know, I think you'd be very good at it too." And so he said, "You know, how about you come up to spring practice, and if you like it, you know, you can join the staff." And so I went out there April 7, 2008, and never looked back. And I've been coaching the game with a different kind of passion, because I tell guys all the time, you never know when your last practice or your last game is going to be. You don't. I said, I walked out that field as a freshman thinking that I was going to have 3 more years to play, and the game was taken from me. And so I still was around. I got to a point in weight-wise, man, I was 363 pounds. And about a year ago, I started this journey, probably last March. I went from 363, and currently right now I'm at 260.
That's great.
And so I'm beginning to really as I would say, burn away the old skin, jump all that weight, and really walk into my purpose now in terms of coaching. Because I actually, for the first time in my life, I know my purpose in life. I know my purpose is to help lead men back to Christ through my walk. And so all the stuff that I've been through, the heart surgeries, the different jobs, the moving around, it's all led me to this point in my life where I've never felt God this clear in my life. And I've never been so in tune with my faith, because at the end of the day, man, you know, he's helped me get to everything I've been through. And it's been awesome to know my purpose, to actually sit down for the first time in my life and read the Bible, to really put back in order faith, family, and football, because it was all over the place. But during this time of the pandemic and then, you know, in this time of myself, God has really inserted his presence in my life like never before. And so I tell guys all the time, you know, we talk, everything in my life has been spiritually first. And now my mental is changing and my physically, in terms of how I look from a body standpoint, is changing. So I think the heart surgery and all that stuff, it was all to go back and still give God all the glory and the praise, because he is writing an amazing story in terms of things he allowed me to do, and I have to just get out of the way and be that willing vessel.
Yeah, this is super. Pat Hill, the longtime college football coach, heading to the National Football League this summer with the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you for sharing your story. Just amazing. Appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you as well.